In preparing for foreign travel, I always find out about the weather in the nation of my destination. I talk to someone who has been there. He can tell you how to prepare for the trip. Now, in like manner, it is such a comfort to commit each tomorrow into the hands of Him who can declare the end from the beginning, He who knows tomorrow as well as yesterday. Let Him plan your life, and you'll find peace in following His plan. What is your honest reaction when you hear the preacher say, "God has a plan for your life. It is of extreme importance that you know and do His will"? You might sigh and settle back with the attitude, "Oh yes, I've heard that before." Or you might catch the thrill of knowing that the sovereign God of the universe is so personally concerned about you that He has set forth a plan for your life and a service which will bring your existence to real living, a sense of fulfillment, accomplishment, and meaning. Think of it. God has a plan for your life. How much He must love you to be so personally concerned about you. Now, since God has a plan for your life, it is imperative that you learn of His plan and direct your life according to it. Here are four great reasons why you should know and do God's will. First, it is important that you know and do God's will for your life because no man is capable of directing his life aright outside the will of God. Now, there is a humanistic philosophy which boasts, "I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul." The statement is blatantly untrue. No man is capable of managing his affairs apart from God. The prophet Jeremiah wrote by divine inspiration, "O Lord, I know that the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." The greatest tragedy in human history is that men have chosen to try to direct their own ways apart from God. The result is, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. When a man goes his own way, he always strays and becomes involved in iniquity so gross that only God's divinely appointed Savior can rescue him. Let a man try to live in his own way, apart from the will of God, and he will learn, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." No man can successfully direct his life apart from divine aid. It is not enough that you're satisfied with things as they are. Personal approval is not enough. Proverbs 12:15 warns that the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. But the Apostle Paul expressed the right attitude when he wrote, "I judge not my own self, for I know nothing by myself. Yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord." Learn the lesson well. No man is sufficient in himself. Each is in desperate need of guidance. It is imperative that we know and do God's will for our lives because the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Second, it is important that we know and do God's will because only God knows the future. Now, apart from God, how can you plan for the future? What provisions can you make for tomorrow if you do not know whether it will bring good or ill? In preparing for foreign travel, I always find out about the weather in the nation of my destination. I talk to someone who has been there. He can tell you how to prepare for the trip. Now, in like manner, it is such a comfort to commit each tomorrow into the hands of Him who can declare the end from the beginning, He who knows tomorrow as well as yesterday. Let Him plan your life, and you'll find peace in following His plan. There is none like God. He is able to declare the end from the beginning. From ancient times He has foretold things that have not yet been. He says, "My counsel shall stand. I will do all my pleasure. I have spoken it. I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it. I will also do it." You can trust your future into the hands of the God who knows and controls the future. So get your life in the center of His will. Because God has all knowledge, there are no surprises with Him. He plans and performs according to His perfect knowledge of the past, present, and future. If you put your life in His will, you will know a peace which is as a river, and righteousness which is as the waves of the sea. He who knows all and controls all is a sure haven in which to anchor your life. The best possible thing that could happen to you would be for God's will to be done fully in your life every day. Third, it is important that you know and do God's will for your life because His will is the way of blessing. There are two great needs for each person. We need provision for today and we need security for tomorrow. Both of these needs are supplied when you live in the will of God. First, provision for today is assured because God answers prayer. Answer to prayer is related to the will of God. 1 John 5:14 and 15 reads, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." The only way you can be sure that God will answer your prayer is to live and pray in accord with His will. Provision for today is related to doing God's will today. Second, security for tomorrow is related to the will of God. 1 John chapter 2, verse 17 reads, "And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Yes, this creation is temporary. One of these days, God will fold it up and lay it aside as one might discard an old garment that has served its purpose and is no longer needed. What will happen to those who have built all their hope and security in this world? Their hope will perish. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Now, what greater blessings could you desire than provision for today and security for tomorrow? They are provided through answered prayer today and through preservation tomorrow. Both are to be found when you live in the will of God. Four, it is important for you to know and do God's will for your life because God requires it of you. See the divine imperative resting on you as is expressed in Ephesians 5 in verses 15 to 17. "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Now, no person is excused from knowing and doing God's will. He commands it of you, as of me. It is not enough just to know God's will. We are to obey it. Again, it is not enough merely to do God's will. We are to do it from the heart. Someone may ask, "Why is it so important for me to know and do God's will?" The Bible replies, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." To fail to do God's will involves the most serious of all possible sins, rebellion against the sovereign God of the universe. It is the part of wisdom that you set yourself to know and do God's will for your life. The way of obedience is the way of blessing. The way of rebellion is the way of judgment. Begin to walk the way of God's plan by an honest commitment to Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Sovereign Lord. Jesus said, "This is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him may have everlasting life." Faith opens the door so that all things become possible for you in Christ. I conclude pronouncing this benediction of blessing upon your life. May God's will be done.